CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama has raised more political campaign money than the entire Republican field of hopeful candidates, close to $100 million. Republicans in total, $86 million. Politico reporter Dave Leventhal says that's a clear advantage until the GOP picks its candidate.
Between now and then, he can really invest a lot of money in shoring up and solidifying his operations all across the country, from California to New York, Florida to Washington, and everywhere in between.
So are you enthusiastic about the coming election?
While many pundits have been saying that there's a lack of enthusiasm among Republicans for their slate of possible candidates for president, party officials have disputed that, and now they have some numbers. A CNN poll that has two-thirds of Republicans saying they are extremely or very enthusiastic about voting next year, while fewer than half of Democrats feel that way. Republicans now speak of an enthusiasm gap in their favor. Not necessarily for a particular candidate, though Mitt Romney and Herman Cain are tied for number one, but for the goal of getting Barack Obama out of the White House. Dan Revive, CBS News.
On the campaign trail for his jobs bill, President Obama thanked the partisan crowd for chance of four more years, but said he's really focused on the next 13 months. On the jobs bill, the president said maybe the Republicans just didn't understand his proposal, so he's going to make it easy for them.
We're going to break it up into bite-sized pieces so they can take a thoughtful approach to this legislation.
Republicans like Arizona Senator John McCain say they understood it just fine. They just don't like it.
What they have proposed is another stimulus. We tried that. We saw the movie before. It didn't work. It added to our debt.
Tax the rich and down with corporate greed, the ongoing messages of the Occupy Wall Street protests, now 1 month old in New York City.
I think everybody down here is just down here because they're motivated by concern for the way things have been heading for a couple decades, and it's getting worse since the crash of 2008.
Over the weekend, new demonstrations were organized in more than a dozen countries. Wall Street, the Dow's down about 220 points, NASDAQ off about 50. American children and guns. A new Harvard study suggests they need to be kept apart.
A study being presented at a conference of pediatricians in Boston shows that between 1999 and 2007, there were nearly 186,000 emergency room cases of children through age 19 being injured by firearms. More than 8,300 of the injuries were fatal. The researchers from Harvard say the rate of non-fatal gun injuries they found is 30% higher than previously reported. Almost half the injuries occurred in the southern United States.
And CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. British billionaire Richard Branson back in New Mexico today for the dedication of the runway at his new, built-from-scratch, Spaceport America. The newly completed terminal and hangar where Virgin Atlantic will operate its commercial venture for tourists who want to go to space. This is CBS News.
It's her first recital. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Los Angeles Dodgers know who owns the team, but they don't know what's going to happen to them.
The divorce deal gives Frank McCourt sole ownership of the Dodgers, but the future of the team is far from clear. The Dodgers have filed for bankruptcy, and Major League Baseball is trying to force McCourt out. The league claims McCourt has diverted millions of dollars from the Dodgers to finance a lavish lifestyle. It is almost certain a court will eventually decide if McCourt can hold on to the team. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
He did it. Fauja Singh has become the oldest person to complete a full marathon. It took him more than 8 hours yesterday, but he finished in Toronto, which is more than a lot of people who start any marathon can say. Singh is 100 years old. He says he does it to be in and stay in good physical shape. And he also says it's not too late for anyone to begin running for fitness. He started when he was 89. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only store for details.
My kids are back in school, and they bring home all kinds of things, including cold and flu.
Colette Parker helps her family stay healthy with Sam's Club.
First, flu shots for everyone.
Available now through November 15th.
Then the house gets a clean sweep to keep it cold and flu free, with big brands like Clorox Wipes, Dial Soap, and Kleenex for less.
In fact, last year, Sam's Club members saved an average of 30% over traditional retailers on everyday items.
And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Learn more at samsclub.com/healthyliving. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
We get to do another Monday together. Another Monday! I'm glad, to tell you the truth.
And now, here's Bill Bitica!
Okay, Monday, Schmonday. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be along for the ride. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some interesting things today. We're going to talk certainly about the tragedy of Danwell and Lost in Las Vegas in that terrible car crash, and we'll talk about some of the stuff that's going around about that. Then next Monday at 12:30, we have a special sports guest in, and then today, right now, I think the most appropriate thing to do, though, today, first thing out, is congratulate the men's football team at Cal Poly. .3127 over Southern Utah. Congratulations.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires. The most nonconformists. The most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
It's so darn good. It's really good. Now, because the price of coffee gone completely insane, and hopefully we're going to get some slurs of people in here to talk about, and she's going to understand what's going on. We call it a cup of gold now. We call it a cup of gold, but we enjoy it a lot, so that's, we still plug along and say, okay, when we're going to have coffee, this is what we're going to have otherwise, because it's just drinking poopy coffee. Now, let's get to today. All right, let's go to This is a Carlin District Tribune. Our Hughes, our Wussets, our highlight in history and everything. And we're going to find out about today. A highlight in history on October 17, 1711. Jupiter Hammond, the first black poet to have his work published in America, was born in Long Island, New York, into a lifetime of slavery. At this date in 1933, Albert Einstein arrived in the U.S. as a refugee from Nazi Germany. And his third may be shot. In 1989, the Loma Prieta earthquake, measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale, struck Northern California, killing 63 people and causing $6 billion worth of damage. On birthdays today, actress Julie Adams is 85, movie critic Richard Roper is 52, and animator Mike Judge is 49. And that's it for today. And unless it's yours, of course, and happy birthday to you if it's yours, and to them if it's theirs, and to anybody that's having one.
Happy birthday to you.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the slow promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hi, it's Bill Backe with CalCoastNews.com today. And we got stories in the news we're going to share. And eventually we're going to have, as soon as we get it figured out here, we'll be having news updates throughout the day from CalCoast News. And this reminder also, you can now go to Talk is Cheap and listen live on CalCoastNews.com in the upper right-hand corner of that the locations banner is Talk is Cheap. You click on that, you click again. Now, you have to understand, I'm not sure why, you click on it, and sometimes it takes a while for anything to happen, which is okay because, you know, if you listen to me, you know, that's the same way. And so, but it will eventually happen, and first you'll hear a Lowe's commercial, and then you'll hear it. I think it works okay. All right, let's talk about what's going on right now. And this is like this isn't really news to a lot of us that are in the private sector, but this may be news to people in the public sector. Retirement benefits for state and local public workers are significantly higher than the package awaiting those in the private sector. A study tracking a 20-year trend suggests the report tracked more than 12,650 people in 7,600 households since 1992. An article for Cal Watchdog, an independent investigation, found that many retirees working as public servants, literally turn into a gold mine. The guy who did this article, Chris Street, is the former treasurer of Orange County, enjoying his gold mine. Former official cited a study by the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College comparing wealth and retirement state, local versus private sector workers. The study demonstrates that spending more than half of one's career as a state or a local public employee translates into at least 18% more wealth at the age of 65. That, by the way, is a bare minimum. Street writes public service employees since the peak of the stock market in 2000 enjoyed the equivalent positive 10% yearly in compound investment return from defined benefit pensions, a total of 235.8% increase. 235.8%. That's just one of the things that we kind of knew, but I've done a study on this. Now, understand, and to be fair, the private sector is paying for the public sector. The public sector pays also, but they get the benefit of getting more out of it. Okay, at the end. All right. Other things are going on. Not surprising. Another story. Our stories aren't surprising today, but they're in black and white. That's kind of what makes things go. California funding of public education has hit an all-time low, and we're painfully aware of that right here on the Central Coast. Compared to the rest of the country, California is doing really lousy. California ranks 46th in the U.S. in kindergarten through 12 spending per student. It spent $2,856 less per student in 2010 than 11 than did the rest of the nation, a spending gap that is four times wider than it was a decade earlier, when the state lagged behind by $691 per student. While it's debatable whether more spending means better schools, it's clear that sharp declines in California's general fund revenue, particularly since the 2007-08 fiscal year, have left schools strapped for resources, said Jonathan Kaplan, senior policy analyst at Pew Project and author of the report.
The figures are concerning because California has more students in greater challenges than the other states. Kaplan said the state has the most English language learners in the country by a large numbers of low-income families, too. Nearly 37% of California students were eligible for free reduced price meals in 2010-11, but we're not sure exactly how accurate that number is. I threw that in. California population is more challenging to teach, and yet we are consistently spending less than in other states to go about addressing those specific needs. Kaplan said the fact that there are more students per teacher in California's classrooms than any other state in the nation means that less attention can be paid to students who participate in any particular needs. We might as well tell you these numbers just so you know. I don't know how to translate these numbers. I mean, it's a number, and so it's high, low. It kind of shows the differences, the disparities in our own county, but it doesn't really address what that means when you spend that much money on a kid. Atascadero School District, this is per student spending for 2010. Atascadero School District, $7,135. Cayucas, $10,493. Coast Unified, $13,775. Lucia Mar, $7,406. Paso Robles Joint Unified, $7,843. Pleasant Valley Joint Union Elementary, $9,010. San Luis Coastal Unified, $8,234. San Miguel Joint Union Elementary School District, $7,629. Shandon Joint Unified, $8,234, and Templeton Unified School District, $6,903 for the low in the counties in Templeton. And I can tell you also about I have a niece that teaches elementary school down in Huntington Beach, and so she used to be a third grade teacher. Now she's a third and fourth grade teacher. They've got them all swishy together. So that's... this half of the room does this. This half of the room does that. Yeah, that's the way it's going on. Now, other things that are happening. Other things that are happening at CalCoastNews.com. And this reminder, we'll have a little update every day. I'm pleased and proud to be bringing it to you also. And a little faster computer would be perfect. All right. This is the... and this is another thing. This has to do with the general economy. This has to do with the people taking over Wall Street. This has to do with the protests right here on the Central Coast. And what they're talking about is the boomerang youth returning home because there's no place to work out there. There's no place to work out there. And this is amazing. Parents don't see enough of your adult children. Be patient. A national trend suggests they soon may be asking to move back home. During a three-year period ending in 2010, the numbers of American adult children living with their parents rose 26% from 4.7 million to nearly 6. According to the U.S. Census, this is the boomerang generation. It's a trend that portends to gain traction as more and more young people find themselves unemployed. More than 18% of people under 25 are out of work, twice the national rate of 9.1%. So here's what you have the unemployed, you have the underemployed in the middle, and you have the unemployed that are 50-plus that aren't going to find another job for the rest of their lives, probably. Things are not, as they say, looking great. And it's a shame. Oh, it's a shame. A bad thing. I have one other thing to share today. This is CalCoastNews.com. I'm KYNS 1340 with Bill. And we'll be working this out as we go along. It's a work in progress. I don't mind saying that. Okay. Oh, actually, a couple of things here. Yeah, the Shell Beach sewage spill that was huge. And prompted a warning over the weekend to not jump in the water. Mostly the people just hang out on the beach and try to get a tan. So, that works out for everybody. But a Paso Robles woman found guilty in July of defrauding the United States Department of Education and the California Department of Education out of a $35 million grant will be sentenced Monday at the U.S. District Court in Riverside. Jean Michelle Cross, who's 59, was found guilty of mail fraud, forging a writing to obtain money from the United States and making false statements. She also concealed a 15% fee she had negotiated in exchange for submitting a successful grant application. Cross faced a maximum statutory penalty of 35 years. In federal is a long time. I personally don't know. I don't know why. I maybe I'm just a coward. I'm not. Maybe I'm too cowardly to be a crook. I can't imagine how you can say to yourself, well, I'm just going to take this big old grant of $35 million and maybe nobody will notice. I don't know. Now, this is an interesting way that this is a headline. Here it comes. Here, sewer nut shreds the shredder. Opinion by Julie Tacker. I think I'm having a problem communicating. Every week I go to the Board of Supervisors and say the exact same thing, and nobody seems to listen. Also, my application at Lynch, Pavel Ogren, and Maria Kelly was rejected again. Why am I doing wrong? Dear Nut, it's been said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Julie, the same can be said for the sewer decision makers of 1980 to 98, County of San Luis Obispo, et cetera, et cetera. Study after study, design after design, to still end up with energy hungry gravity sewer is insane. So they had the interview. Shredder, I consider what I am about to say the most important piece of advice I have ever given. Shut up. Julie, no, Shredder, you shut up. If you can't be part of the solution, get out of the way. Shredder, for years I've listened to you rant about your sewer. Julie, you may have heard the dedicated, concerned citizens of Osos week after week. You obviously weren't listening. If you had been, you would know why they go out and perhaps have joined them in their plight. Shredder, you hate it. You really hate it. Anyway, so this is one of these. It was an interview in the New Times. So if you want to go ahead and see. You know, someday this will just be built. All this will go away and all the insanity and all everything. And then people will just be able to flush their toilets once again in peace and happiness and joy. And life will take on a whole new meaning for everybody. And that's it. I'm for CalCoastNews.com and KYNS 1340. I'm Bill Benneke, reporting.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Right there. We're right there. All right. Let's discuss some of what I've listened to and what I know and anything you want to add yourself. Let me give you phone numbers. 786-2578. That's 786-2578. Or 866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. So here we had this extremely terrible crash that happened in Las Vegas and killed Dan Weldon, who's 33 years old. It was 15 out of 34 cars. There was 15 involved in this wreck. Now, one of the criticisms already been actually the criticism is already leveled at the Formula One people to begin with, because the drivers, including Weldon himself, in an interview said, you know, this is a very small track. It's a lot of cars in a smaller space than we're used to, and you just have to, he said, you just have to stay on the throttle and hope for the best. And you know, the track at Las Vegas was for stock cars. Stock cars use a mile and a half track, and it's narrower because the difference between stock cars and Indy cars is, as you can see by their appearance, but here's the differences. And what happens is that they have exposed wheels on Formula One cars as opposed to, you know, regular wheels on stock cars. Stock cars can kind of jostle each other a little bit, and that's not a big deal. But on Formula One cars, the moment one tire touches somebody else's tire that's exposed, then everybody thinks they lose control. They don't have there's no way to keep control of it. It's a done deal. So, you know, this started off as a minor one car hit another car's tire. But the problem is there just isn't enough room at a track that's a mile and a half long and as narrow as it was in Vegas. There's not enough room for people to try to dodge what's coming at them. They don't have near the space to do it. And as a result, this, you know, resulted in 15 cars, Dan Weldon's car. And if you've seen the video, you know just how awful it is. This is the few seconds before his death. As he's flying through the air, is starting to turn upside down. And then at one point you see, the very last thing you see is a tire coming right in at the cockpit of the car. The whole car was just airborne for, you know, 200 yards, so who knows exactly what did it. It hit the fence above the guardrail, and it's supposed to have some give to it, but not at 200 miles an hour. Anyhow, it was really bad. There were some other people injured. Townsend Bell from the Central Coast was not one of them. He got through it okay, but there was just a lot of mess. That was just a huge mess. Now, if you want to see it, you can go to CNN.com. You can go to ABC, NBC, and I don't care where you just watch the news today. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to watch it, it's going to disturb you. So this is going to really stir the stew, I think, as far as Formula One racing. I think they're going to really have to evaluate whether or not they're going to do this anymore on stock car tracks. My immediate opinion is, I could be wrong, but my immediate opinion is they will not. Because there's nothing they can really, there's no huge safety measure that they can instigate unless they said, okay, if you're going to race on a stock car track, you have to put some kind of a guard around your wheels. But I just don't see that as being very practical and worth it. I don't think the drivers think it's worth it. Now, but understand, if Dan Weldon hadn't been killed and he had won the race, he would have collected $6 million. So I'm not sure what makes it worth the danger to a Formula One or any kind of car driver that says, okay, well, I don't want to do that. You know, there was a lot of people that really didn't want to do this, and they did anyway. So there'll be some looking at that. Other sports news today: Cal Poly Mustangs win. And the other thing is that we had the 49ers, because I figure it's a California team. I mentioned they toppled the unbeaten Lions, and then there was this thing at the end. I don't know if you saw, and the coaches were a little bit weird there. Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers, he sort of patted the guy on the back. This was Jim Schwartz from the Lions. He sort of patted him on the back, and then he sort of pushed him away. Well, he took issue with that. So then he was trying to get to him to say, what are you doing? And it got kind of weird at the end of this game, and it made it kind of a strange win in its own way. It was a nice win, I guess, for the 49ers, but it was a little bit strange at the end. Okay. Strange at the end. It's usually coaches just shake hands and smile and just go their separate ways. So it's like, say what? Okay, say what? Cardinals and the Rangers headed to the World Series, and so that begins on Wednesday, and the game's broadcast on Fox at 4:30. World Series underway. I normally don't do a lot of sports, but now here in a week, though, we're going to have somebody once a week come in, and we're going to have him go over some of what happened on Sundays and stuff, because I got a guy who knows sports. I know the guy knows everything, and he's a nice guy. He's easy to listen to, and you'll like him. And his name is Josh Wright. And so we're going to try it out. You know, if you call and say, boy, I think this really sucks and I don't really care for it or whatever, then fine. We'll decide what we're going to do. But we're going to find out. We're going to experiment with it because I think, you know, it's not going to take up a lot of time. And I think it's going to be just a good idea. All right. This is 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, your news station with Bill Benica on Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande. Paul and I love using Radio Central Coast because I'm not afraid to admit we're true grommets to the advertising world. Radio Central Coast helped define our Aloha spirit on the air. They met us at our convenience, and we're so affordable, it was so easy. It gives me more time to spend and greet all of my new radio listening customers Aloha style.
If you would like to increase more foot traffic into your business like Red Dirt Coffee House, give Radio Central Coast a call today, 786-2570. That's 786-2570. And get your business name, services, and location out over the airwaves. New clients, more money, more time to focus on your business. Give Radio Central Coast a call today at 786-2570.
Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande truly thanks Radio Central Coast for helping us reach our goals and truly offering us more grinds for our buck.
When they arrived at the shed, a crowd of women erupted into shouting and booing. Marta was right. The strikers were more organized than ever. They carried signs that said, Huelga, strike. They were yelling, help us feed our children. When Esperanza saw their menacing faces, she wanted to run. She wanted to tell them that her mother was sick, that she had to pay the bills. Then maybe they'd understand why she needed her job. But she knew it would not matter. The strikers only listened if you agreed with them. When the guard wasn't looking, one of the strikers picked up a rock and threw it, barely missing a woman's head. Esperanza's heart was beating wildly as she and the women took their places. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Esperanza Rising by Pam Munoz Ryan. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Christopher Robin and I walked along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to our Dior as our days disappear all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house in the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Clue. Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a honey jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice. From here, no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask of the owl that bees there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. Help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house full corn by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Follow through while all our lives. After all said and done, I was watching my son sleeping there with my bear by his side. So I tucked him in, I kissed him, and as I was gone, I swear that old bear whispered, "Boy, welcome home." Leave me if you can. I finally come back to the house in the corner by one. And what do you know? There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky.
Smokin' Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's ribs, sweet Carolina pork ribs, barbecue rib combo, barbecued half chicken, barbecue sampler, and Moe's Chipotle lime tacos. Just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things. Like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe burgers, Carolina burgers, barbecue chicken breast and Carolina chicken, California chicken and garden burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches. And they also have, of course, salads too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, clips queso salad, most Cobb salad, and green salad. So you can eat one of each of those. And then don't forget the homemade sides. They have most homemade sides, homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer batter onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread. And they also have a children's menu. And they also have dessert, too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey. Go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach. And you'll be asking for Moe. Moe Barbecue, please.
Moe Barbecue, please.
If you please, you're Bill Benica. Thanks for joining me today on this Monday. It's going to be hot today. It's going to be, 70s coast, 80s in San Francisco and the flatlands. And then maybe a little bit hotter, high 80s in the North Carolina. Maybe scooching over the 90s. Hope your weekend was good. Boy, we had a lot of events this last weekend. Gee, whizzakers, we had a lot of things going on. Sunday, and I'll get the time. I know this coming Sunday, there's a special event going on, the Royal Grandy at the, what do they call it? The gazebo, the special little thing in the park. What do they call it? A bandstand. I guess it's actually a bandstand. It's an old-fashioned bandstand. That's what it's called, a bandstand. We're going to call it that. There's going to be a special fundraiser for Ira Wynn. Who's suffering from cancer, and from Ira's Bike Shop, and so they're gonna Unfinished Business. One of my faves is gonna be there singing, and I'll look up on the internet exactly what time it is.
As I tell you a little bit now.
Well, this is kind of a strange turn here. Occupy Wall Street has some investors. It's got nearly $250,000, but it doesn't have a goal or a policy agreement. They don't know what the goal is. They really don't know. They're like, I'm not sure. They don't want America to change substantially, because everybody likes America. We're used to it. We like it pretty good. And you remember what happened after the Russian Revolution, how things went over there. So we don't want that. So that's why the goals are a little bit unclear, I would imagine. I would imagine. Now, there's an important story here I have to get to. I got to tell you. I got to get to CNN. I got to get to CNN here. Breaking news. And we're going to have, this is, I thought we had a video. We don't need a video. That's fine. Oh, yeah, we have the old video. All right. So we're going to get into the infant. This is the mother of Lisa Irwin, the 11-month-old Missouri girl who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. The mom's changed the story a little bit, but we'll see if she changes it more and to what degree. But anyway, they said they stopped searching for the girl, then they said they were searching for the girl because the family was cooperating. They said they weren't cooperating, now they're cooperating. And so there's, I don't know what the big misunderstanding is there, but there's issues. There certainly is issues. We hope it doesn't turn out to be as bad as, how bad can it turn out to be? We know what the result could be no matter what, and we whether it's by whose ever hand it may be. But here's what Mom had to say, knew about what she was doing that night.
The mother of an 11-month-old Kansas City girl who's been missing 4 weeks now, well, she is admitting she was drunk the night her daughter disappeared. Listen to baby Lisa's mother.
Were you drinking that night?
Yes.
How much?
Enough to be drunk.
So you were drunk?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to say, Deborah, you were drunk that night. Is there any chance you did anything that hurt your daughter that you're just not telling us?
No. And if I thought there was a chance, I'd say it. No. I don't think that alcohol changes a person enough to do something like that.
Lisa Irwin's mother also told NBC's Today Show she expects to be arrested because she was the last one with her daughter, beautiful little girl. The National Guard is also joining the search for Lisa. The Missouri governor called in reinforcements to take a look at the area where she disappeared. The FBI is hoping they may pick up on something investigators might have missed. 2 weeks now. No one knows where baby Lisa is. Again, 11 months old. Dad says he got home from work, saw a window was open, and his daughter was gone from the crib. Police told our affiliate, KNBC, they found used diapers and baby wipes in an abandoned home, but those diapers might be too old to be connected to Lisa. Nancy Grace is on the case.
Nancy Grace is on the case. All right, so that's what's going on with that. All right, here's another thing that's going on that I find really quite interesting, and if you're following it on the news, on television, wherever, And that's Sirte is the last big holdout where Muammar Gaddafi was born, and the snipers are keeping people at bay there. Now, here's the interesting thing that I'm not sure I fully understand. Now, it could be that the NATO is saying, well, we don't want to destroy the whole city, you know, then people have nothing to go back to. Okay. Then the other thing is, though, is here's what I'm a little curious about. Since this war has started, and the majority of it has now swung in the rebels' direction, almost all of it. So Libya had an air force, didn't they? So then the air force pilots from Libya, you know, who now say, okay, we're not with him anymore, and have helicopters and the whole shebang, can they not now be part of what's going on? I'm missing a page. Right? I was looking in the playbook. I didn't have that page. What's happening with their air force? Maybe we'll find out later. All right, now things are they're saying in Iran, the Ayatollah is saying in Iran that if you mess with us, you know, because you have made up this story that we were going to kill the ambassador of Saudi Arabia, if you mess with us, we will do something to you that you'll not long forget. A lot of threats going on here, back and forth and back and forth. You know, when you wax nostalgic, you think back to the time that Nikita Khrushchev was banging on the podium with his shoe, you know, and that we thought that was a problem. Apparently not. Probably not as big as we thought at the time. Other things that are going on. We'll find out what else is going on. They keep you up to date on the news. Traffic safety improves in Slough County in 2010. Auto and bicycle accidents are down. Collisions in 2010 were the lowest recorded since city started tracking such data in 1999. So that's including injury accidents and bicycle collisions declined last year. So that's pretty cool. Declined by 50%. Wow. Bicycle collisions decreased by 4% from 72 to 69. Of those, 44% were caused by the cyclist involved. All right, so that's fair. So there, for those of you who hate bicyclists, you know, and you rant and rave about them, you know, they're exposed right there. You know, half of their accidents, they're self-caused. The sad part is half of them aren't self-caused. Somebody else isn't paying attention. And when you're in a car and somebody else on a bicycle, you know, the guy on the bike doesn't really have much of a chance on that. Oh, here's another big thing. Wait, this is big news. This is big news to parents and grandparents and everybody here. This is it right here. New state law increases age for booster car seats to 8 years old. You know, it used to be six. And so the kids, you know, would be like, okay, fine, I can now sit in a seat like a grown-up or a big kid or like it would be normalish. And now you can't. You got to go till you're 8 years old. Wow. Or there's another thing. There's a height requirement. 8 or 4 feet 9 inches. Now, if you have a child who's 4 feet 9 inches, that's under 8, the concern, of course, is what the seatbelt does to an infant. I'm sorry, a child, not an infant, a child, or infants, like car seats. But you know, it's what they do to a child because they're really designed for adults. They're designed for grown adults. So. Now we could. I mean, it's not to say that you couldn't, if you, you know, a cross harness across the chest, you know, is the problem. So if the cross harness is across the chest of an adult, that's fine. But it's across the neck of a young child. So you know, we could use, you know, race car type X type belts. You know, everybody could use an X belt, and you'd be pretty darn safe as far as that goes. But I don't think you'd enjoy riding the car much. But you know, who knows where we're going in the future. Yeah, a lot of people, they weren't big on seatbelts when they first came. I was like, I'm not wearing one of those. And so the concerns about these things are among the reasons behind the new legislation signed by Brown October 4th, sponsored by Senator Noreen Evans of Santa Rosa. The law also is based on longtime federal recommendations from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration and addresses a problem many parents struggle with already. Once their children are out of a booster car seat at age 6 or 60 pounds, they still don't fit into adult seat belts properly. So that's what I was talking about. So that's that. That's that. Well, wait, here was another story right here. Wait. Oh, wait, we don't have a video on this. We'll see.
It'll be bleeped. It'll be a bleeped thing if we have one. I'm looking up here. It'll be a bleeper.
So we'll see. All right, now don't forget that World Series starts on Wednesday.
These are the Grand's biscuits you love.
Sorry, I didn't get that down in time. Lady Gaga didn't show up at Bill Clinton's event for his foundation in a meat dress because he's kind of veganish now. But she did do her thing.
Her bright red and his wife Hillary, too. Gaga was one of the performers at a fundraiser over the weekend celebrating 10 years of the Clinton Foundation. Not only did she flirt with the former first couple, and we're talking both of them, she also used some naughty words during her performance.
If someone had told me so many years ago that I'd be doing that right in front of you, I just wouldn't have believed them. I would give them a good American you.
The event, which also celebrated Bill Clinton's 61st birthday, included celebrity performances from Usher and Kenny Chesney. And I believe Bill Clinton is a Lady Gaga fan, by the way.
Probably more so now. She did the bird, the middle thing, you know. Okay, so that's what happened with that. So you just never know when you invite Lady Gaga or what's going to happen to you. Hey, you're Bill Benneken talking sheep. It's quarter minutes before 1 o'clock right now, and so if you're and you're saying to yourself, "Is it Tuesday yet, Bill?" No, tomorrow Taco Tuesday at Spencer's Fresh Market. You get Taco Tuesday, a buck a taco tomorrow. I'm gonna have to give up. I'm going there tomorrow. All right, I'm doing my shopping tomorrow. Here's what you can look forward to if you go to Spencer's tomorrow and shop. Harris Ranch whole top sirloin for $2.39 a pound. I don't think I'll buy that much. But $3.99 a pound for top sirloin steaks. They're tender, they're natural, they're yummy, and you get a big old top sirloin. And then they have other great stuff going on, too. 69 cents. I'm a big avocado fan. 69 cents for Haas avocados. They're buttery rich, they're yummy and tasty. The crispy Fuji apples are just 99 cents a pound. Holiday grapes, plump and juicy, are just $1.99 a pound. Also, we have Prairie Fresh Natural Pork spare ribs. They're $1.99 a pound. And fresh red snapper, it's time, weather permitted. I think the weather's been okay, though. We haven't had tidal waves in it. So that's $4.99 a pound for fresh snapper. Make yourself some fishy chippies. I got to get into stuff I don't get into with you. I got to help you out here. Pet food sale. Basic Plus dry cat food, a 14-pound bag, $7.99. Basic Plus dry dog food is a 17.6-pound bag for $7.99. Here's Vita Snack dog treats for $1.39. Attaboy dry dog food, 17.6-pound bag is $9.99. Vita Bone chicken-based dog treats are $2.69. And Vita Bone large dog biscuits, which I used to eat when I was a kid because we didn't have cookies or anything, is $4.49 a pound. Yeah, we used to eat dog biscuits, didn't we? It was fine. They tasted okay. That's what we did. All right, and then they had other great things, too. I like Jimmy Dean sausage. I really do. And so the Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich was four-count meal size, and that's with the croissant and or the biscuit sandwich or the croissant sandwich. You get the, I haven't ever had those, but I think they'd be good. I've made similar things myself with a Jimmy Dean sausage, however. But I made the rest of it myself. All right, other things that are happening. Other things that are going on. Let's find out about what's going on in the deli. They have cooked chicken tenders for $4.99 a pound, Boar's Head black wax cheddar cheese for $6.99 a pound, our cranberry orange relish salad is $2.99 a pound, and here's a Jennie-O bone-in turkey breast for $3.99 each. That's a good price. Are you kidding? There you go. And they got all kinds of others, meat specials, fish specials, all kinds of produce things going on. Lots of ways to save yourself money. Plus, they're an IGA store, so their IGA brand can save you tons and tons and tons on just generic-y stuff that you don't care if it's generic-y stuff. Why would you care? Bleach. Things like that. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast. They're in. I was waiting for you, because you already know. Atascadero, Aurora County, Santa Maria, Morro Bay. And San Luis Obispo, where they fixed up the shopping center so you can get in, you can get out, you can get your shopping done. You can get the thing in. All right. Making sure I have my ducks in a row here. Let's see what this is here. Let me see what else is going on. Let's see in world news. I just want to find out in world and national news what's going on CNN to make sure I'm not missing the most important thing in the whole wide world. This is a big story. I'm going to go ahead and click on it to tell you what it's about. It's a video. Okay, well, we'll get to it. It's going to be instantaneous. I could use it. This was an outrage in China after a toddler was run over and then ignored, which is a kind of weird story. This was in Beijing. And so there's footage that you're not going to see, which is good.
The harrowing scene of a van running over a toddler in the middle of a narrow street in China. The child is in critical condition, and the entire video is too much to bear, but it is necessary to show you what happened before and after the accident because of the reaction of bystanders. Take a look at this. You see highlighted there a toddler, 2-year-old girl. She just wandered away from her parents into the street. The van in the distance runs her over, then drives away. We don't know for sure, though, if the driver saw her. But this is what's shocking. How could these people miss her? Security camera footage shows people walking by, people on bicycles, pedaling on, and those in their cars and on their motorcycles just driving past. This went on for a full 10 minutes. No one stopped as a young girl lay in the middle of the street. This is in the city of Foshan. Now, you see there a woman with a sack. She's a 58-year-old lady described as a scavenger. She does stop to move the child. Later, she tells reporters that I didn't understand why no one else had carried her from the street. Eunice Yoon has been looking at this footage and following this story for us, and she joins us now from Beijing. Eunice, just tell me about some of the soul-searching, some of the reaction that's taking place in China because of this video?
Well, Errol, there's been plenty of soul-searching and plenty of outrage as well because of this video. Many people are just discussing what they perceive as a loss of morality in the Chinese society. A lot of people say China has had years of economic boom, but some of the observers have been pointing out that China's education system really has failed here, that it's failed to emphasize and reinforce the need to respect human life at a time when 1.3 billion people are all clamoring and rushing to climb up the social and economic ladder. Errol?
And we should note that it happens in other places in the world. We've seen injured people on the street, in public, and bystanders just don't get involved. What would explain why some of the bystanders we see refuse to help?
Here's the thing that's more amazing about this. That's enough. Here's the thing that's even more amazing about this, to tell you the truth. And that is the fact that this little girl, as she was laying in the street, people were just going by, and she had been run over. She was knocked down, then run over by the tires of the wheels of the van. Then she was hit by another car who just kept going. She was run over again. China's a big tourist spot now, in case you want to go. People are going all the time. Don't breathe the air, though. I'm going to warn you about something else in China besides being too small to do anything and being over. Don't breathe air. Okay. Huge thing on the mall, of course, in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. That was the dedication of Martin Luther King's new memorial. And it was postponed because of craziness and weather and everything here before. But here's some facts they had about it, larger than life and all, like I said. But here's an amazing thing. Natural elements of the site are meant to convey a themes of democracy, justice, hope, and love. Stone. Chinese sculptor Li Yixin, I think I'm saying that name right, constructed three statues from 1,600 metric tons of granite. Oh, dump truck. Can you imagine somebody dumping 1,600 tons of granite in your yard and saying, by the time you're done, we need a statue of Martin Luther King? Anyway, it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm glad to see it. I got to tell you, I think it's... the World War II thing was the most long overdue thing ever in the whole wide world. So I'm glad that's finally there. About a decade late, a little short, but the Martin Luther King thing, I think, is totally appropriate. Somebody had to beat us over the head to say, don't you realize what you're doing is wrong? It took them, somebody had to, you know, go through all the hit that man went through. And the people with him say, are you stupid? Yes, we were. I don't know how that. State schools wonder how to teach students about lesbians and gays. And this is an issue this is something I take issue with. I don't understand it. I don't understand its purpose. Every damn story they have now, they make it into a saga. Just, where's the news story? Not some saga about Ed Wonderland Avenue Elementary School. I don't care about that. All right, so here, let's see if we can try to do this. California Public Schools teach all students from kindergarten to 12th grade about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender American history classes. At this point, I wouldn't even know where to begin, Principal Don Wilson said. Educators across the state don't have much time to figure it out. In January, they're supposed to begin teaching about all this stuff. So the laws spark controversy and confusion, and I got somebody on the phone. We're going to talk about the whole thing. I got the wrong phone. Yeah, there it is. That's the button. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Gary.
You know, there's a really, really good movie around right now called The Help.
The Help, yeah.
Have you seen that flick?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's well-received.
It will make you laugh, and it will make you cry, and it's a really, really eye-opening. It takes place in Jackson, Mississippi in the late 50s, early 60s. It goes over that, you know, Medgar Evers was killed in Jackson.
Right.
And the movie is basically about a naive but well-intentioned white girl from that town came home from getting a college education, wanted to write a book, and so she thought she'd write about what it's really like. Be black in Mississippi. And she didn't even know what's happening. Anyway, you there?
Yeah, I am. You're breaking up a little bit, but you're still okay.
I'm sorry. I'm getting tones. I don't know what they mean.
I never know either.
Smartphone dumb owner, you know? Anyway, that's such an excellent flick, and it's a real insight into what things were really like. And I really would recommend anybody see that flick or read the book. The book's bound to be better, but I didn't even know there was a book.
They
Have you seen the World War II thing? War II memorial in D.C.?
No, I've only seen pictures. I haven't been there. I've only seen pictures of it.
It's really completely different from any other memorial and certainly any other war memorial. There's a lot more to it than the veterans and the number of dead people,
mm-hmm.
Although they certainly have that going on. It really stresses how we really were e pluribus unum at that time. Everybody was in on it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And they stressed that. The guides, the guides walk you through just like Hearst Castle, sort of, if you wish, and that's worth doing. So you understand what you're looking at. You know, visiting D.C. is one of the most worthwhile things people can do with their kids. That place will knock your socks off.
You know
where on the mall is Dr. King?
Oh, he's, as a matter of fact, I had a map. It's down by the tidal basin. It's down by the river by the tidal basin. And so it's...
Over by the Jefferson.
Yes. And so so it's like, let me see if I can do this for you. If you triangulated it, it would be right in the middle at the tidal basin, the Potomac, between the Washington Monument and the Reflecting Pool. So if you take the Washington Monument and Reflecting Pool, and then you went south, right to the tidal basin by the Potomac, that's where you'd find it.
Yeah. Touring that D.C. is just an incredible experience. The Air and Space Museum, actually, they just built another one twice as big at Dulles Airport. But the air is, what can you say? That is the actual Wright flying machine. It's not a replica. Spirit of St. Louis, the actual Spirit of St. Louis is hanging from the ceiling.
We had, unfortunately,
that was so cool.
When I went to D.C. and we were back visiting my brother and sister-in-law, and then we were jetting off to New England. So, I mean, we had very little time. And we had one day. And there's no way to do it in one day, of course. But it was astounding, if you've never seen it, to see the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington, the Jefferson Memorial, the Vietnam Wall. I mean, everything in the whole wide world. The Korean, I thought the Korean Memorial was done extremely well. The World War II Memorial wasn't done, of course, when I was back there. But I'll tell you one thing. And we went to the Smithsonian and just sort of ran through part of it. I mean, you know, you just don't have time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's about a 3-4 day adventure there, at least. But
I'll
tell you the thing that struck me. I've always said this. We went to Ford Theater, and you know they have a tour, and you sit down in the seats, you know, and you just look at the box where Abraham Lincoln shot, and then they have a museum down below that has the clothes he was wearing and a bunch of other stuff, and it's so compelling to imagine that you're sitting in the actual theater where this happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost hard to believe that you're actually in the exact place that it took place, and it's been redone exactly like it was, of course. It's just amazing that, you know, we complain a lot. Oh, we got news, Gary. We got to talk later.
I'm Harley Card.
Okay,
a month ago, President Obama said his Jobs plan was not an a la carte menu. Today, he said, maybe Republicans couldn't understand the whole thing at once, so he'll break it up into bite-sized pieces for them. And the first piece is...
This week I'm going to ask members of Congress to vote on one component of the plan, which is whether we should put hundreds of thousands of teachers back in the classroom and cops back on the street and firefighters back to work.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Republicans in Congress make clear they'll oppose President Obama's jobs bill a little piece at a time, the same way they opposed it all at once. Senator John McCain says Republicans want to improve the business climate with a balanced budget constitutional amendment, lower corporate taxes, and fewer government environmental rules.
The difference between our plan and theirs is that we want to create jobs through growth, and they want to create jobs through government spending.
Though outside economists say the Republican plan would not create any new jobs, at least in the short term. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The president has raised around $100 million in campaign funds, more than the Republican field combined. Meanwhile, on the headline count in the political race, there is Pew Research.
Analyzing every sentence in 6 months of political stories on 11,000 news websites, the Pew Research Project for Excellence in Journalism concludes,
Obama's coverage has been substantially more negative than it has been positive.
Tom Rosensteel, media expert at Pew.
Rick Perry received the most coverage and the most positive coverage.
That changed a month ago. He says Herman Cain is now getting the most and most positive mentions on news websites. Dan Revive, CBS News.
If you've ever considered driving after a drinking binge, think again.
The CDC estimates excessive drinking cost us nearly $224 billion in 2006. Head of the CDC, Dr. Thomas Frieden.
This study only looks at excess drinking, so individuals who drink heavily, primarily people who binge drink.
The biggest losses from excessive drinking were lost productivity.
Somebody who dies at age 21 in an alcohol-attributable motor vehicle crash has lost their entire productive life.
The CDC's Dr. Robert Brewer says the $224 billion is actually a conservative estimate. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The Dow today lost 246 points. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We still have two factors weighing on the market, the situation in Europe and the fact that we felt like we were getting closer to a solution, and now it seems as though we've taken two steps back. We've also got a number of economic reports showing the economy remains weak and is growing at a snail's pace, and a number of mixed economic reports that are not very encouraging for investors.
The NASDAQ was off 53 points. Oil prices less than $86.50 a barrel. It's been a month.
We will open up, government.
Since the Occupy Wall Street protests began. Since then, they've been organized all around the world. This is CBS News.
For this flu season, a friend gave me some good advice. Get ready before you get sick.
Wendy Frank, I'm preparing for flu season at Sam's Club.
I'm getting ready with Dimetapp Cold and Cough, Delsym, Mucinex.
And saving, too. Last year, members saved an average of 50% more than traditional retailers on over-the-counter items.
And while I'm here, I'm stopping by the pharmacy for a flu shot.
Get yours now through November 15th.
That's my advice.
For more details, visit samsclub.com/healthyliving. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
A Sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A Sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage financial system so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Wireless phone companies are beating the FCC to the punch with a new plan to play more fairly with customers in a year or so.
Cell phone companies are telling federal regulators they're going to warn customers when they're close to their limits on phone calls and texts and at risk of racking up more charges on their bills.
It was, I think, $800.
Alina Firzada's family got a little sticker shock.
One of the phones that was on the family plan didn't have, like, a certain feature, so we got charged more money for that.
Do you think the warning would have helped in that case?
Yeah, it would have.
It's estimated tens of millions of customers get hit with overage charges each year. Heather Bosch, CBS News, New York.
If you get sick at the South Pole, you wait till spring to go to the doctor. Renee Nicole Dussert is out of the National Science Foundation's Research Center in Antarctica. She had a stroke back in August and vision and speech problems that could come from a tumor. Only now could she catch a visiting cargo plane to go to New Zealand for an exam. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
It's her first recital. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Checked into his room, only Rocky collapsed in the corner. Dog, it's only a scratch, and I'll be better, dog, as soon as I am able. Now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon ticked out, he let no down to help with good Rocky's revival.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at the 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Happy days. We're here with Happy Days at quarter after 1 o'clock on a Monday. We're so darn happy we could smile. Smile sometimes. Smile. Smile, darn you. Smile. Because we're going to be happy today. That's the way it is. We're going to have a good week. I got the people coming in this week. I got all kinds of things. I got people coming in next week. Things are happening. Things are happening right here on Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, your news station. And don't forget, we're being simulcast right now, as I speak, on calcosnews.com. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell everybody. Help me out here. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'd help you. All right, Garth Brooks and Al Jackson have won more honors than they can count. The one they took home Sunday night was near the top of the list. Brooks and Jackson were inducted to the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame along with top songsmiths John Bettis, Tom Schuyler, and Alan Shamblin. It's a songwriter that it's all about, Brooks said. I mean, this is it. We can talk all day about entertainer. We can talk all day about record sales. It starts with the songs. And to be confused as a songwriter, then honored as one, that's the bomb. Jackson and Brooks are members of the so-called Class of 89 group of country superstars. The success over the past two decades helped push country music from the country fair to major arenas and football stadiums. Brooks, inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York City earlier this year, is the best-selling solo artist in the U.S. history with more than 128 million albums sold. I like Garth Brooks. I like Garth Brooks. I like Garth Brooks. He's crying. He's crying. He's like, oh, crying. See what the box office did this weekend. Real Steel, this weird thing where, what is it, robotic football players or something. I did 16.3 million. Footloose, the new version, did 16.1 million, so it came in close second. The Thing was halfway back at 8.7 million. The Eyes of March, Dolphin Tale, Moneyball, 50-50, Courageous, The Big Year, and The Lion King is now down at $2.7 million. The $2.7 million for something that you've made nothing but money on the whole time it's existed is still not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Okay, we got these things going on. Man. I went to San Luis Diagnostic Center's website today because I wanted to see where they stood on, because I'm trying to get Dr. Fred in here this month, but we're running out of months, what I'm worried about, because of breast cancer awareness. But I was trying to see what their stand was on breast cancer thingy, and they basically said they don't understand what was put out, that if you're over 40, you know, a regular breast exam has saved hundreds and thousands of lives, and they don't understand why they would have said not to. Now, the PST exam for prostate cancer for men, they had an article in the paper over the weekend. Here's a guy who gets a biopsy for prostate cancer. It turns out he's negative, but he gets an infection from the biopsy. And ultimately, he dies from it. I mean, things get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and ultimately dies. Now, remember this. I mean, you have to remember this. How many is it we lose? 90,000 people a year we lose to infections in our hospitals. 90,000 people a year. Overnight, it's over 90,000. I know that's between 90,000 and 100,000 people. So in a way, as hideous as that is, there's no way to say, well, that's okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you start putting the number of people we lose to some kind of infection and then say, okay, well, here's this guy. That happened to him. Well, he's one of 90,000 people it happened to. So for them to say, well, the PST test just scares people into thinking that maybe they have it, or scares doctors into saying that, well, maybe you have a problem, so therefore we're going to do a biopsy, and then that puts you at risk the moment you have the biopsy. But it seemed to me the important thing would be to say, okay, let's decide better what we need to do to screen for cancer, for colon cancer. Let's, you know, if the PST test is it leaves room for doubt. Is there any way to test that you don't leave room for doubt? I mean, is there any other thing they can do? You know, because they make it every year if you have an exam. You know, you got to do that happy dance for the doctor anyway. And so maybe you can, maybe they can do some of that. I have no idea, but I'm just wondering if we can have a better test. Speaking of which, I was noticing on TV another product where they say if this caused you this problem, I forget what it is, you know, then call so and so. It's a class action lawsuit thing with a lawyer. And it seems to me that what we're seeing more and more, and I've said this to you, and they must know it too. If the FDA said, well, we need an oversight committee because we're screwing up. Like, well, no, you're the oversight committee, you fools. And so it seems to me that more and more is getting by, that apparently there's enough pressure, there's enough political pressure, there's enough PAC pressure, there's enough special interest pressure from the pharmaceutical companies that they don't have to do the tests they used to have to do. They don't have to take as long to do it. You know, they used to complain and complain and complain, saying, you know what, it takes you 5 years, 8 years, whatever it is from the time you apply for, you know, approval to finally get the thing on the market. Yeah. A lot fewer people are dying or having problems because of that. So the question is, what? How much risk do you want to take on how much study they have to do on a product before it's put on the market, before you get to take it, hoping that it's going to make you better and hoping it's not going to make you worse? That's great. All right, let's stay in the world of medicine today. We'll stay in the world of medicine. Such a strange place to be. Doctors endorse legal marijuana. The California Medical Association says drug can only be properly researched when legal. Trustees of the California Medical Association adopted a new stance at its annual meeting Friday in Anaheim. According to LA Times report, Dr. Donald Lyman, the Sacramento physician who wrote the group's new policy, said doctors are increasingly frustrated by the state's medical marijuana law, which allows use with a doctor's recommendation. Physicians are put in the uncomfortable position of having to decide whether to recommend a drug that's illegal under federal law. It's an open question whether cannabis is useful or not, he told the thing. The question can only be answered once it is legalized and more research is done. Then and only then can we know for sure what it's useful for. And, of course, we've had this issue about the cracking down more and more. So the odious lies with the impetus rather lies with Sacramento at this point to say, okay, we have to rewrite this law. We have to rewrite the law in such a way that it reflects its approval, but it reflects what is required by the federal government to be okay without, you know, the scrutiny of, you know, a raid or confiscation or whatever it is. But they got to get on it. I bet if you looked at this, so this has been an issue now since the federales brought this up 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks. It'd be interesting to see what kind of legislation for what has been introduced in the legislature in Sacramento in those 2 weeks. How much stuff is just completely, who cares? You know? Okay, well. Boy, Oceano cleanup, did they clean up some junk. They got some stuff. Well, that was a good cleanup effort, and thanks to all that did that. This is other things that are going on in our world. In Afghanistan, since a raid to kill Osama bin Laden, cross-border assaults have significantly increased, so the surge in rocket fire fuels distrust. U.S. military officers say they suspect but cannot prove Pakistani government role in attacks. It's another sign relationship is frayed. And it's not frayed, it's frayed. It's completely come apart there. There's threads lying about. What we're trying to do is somehow, you know, like an amoeba, scoop them up a little at a time and see if we can push them back together. And I'm not sure we're succeeding. Islamists set for big gains in Tunisia's elections, in this headline. As the land that launched the Arab Spring heads into historic elections next week, all eyes are on the long repressed Islamists and whether a big victory for them will irrevocably change this North African nation and inspire similar conservative movements around the region. This all had a good feeling in its own way to begin with, as long as you remember the protesters being killed in the street. But I think we'd have to say honestly, and anybody that you can, anybody can voice an opinion about where they think it's going, and they have the right to that. I think at this point we don't know, and so if somebody tells me they do know, I don't know why I believe that. I would have to say, from what I see, how can we possibly know where the Mideast is going at this point? You can, I mean, you can imagine the worst of it and the best of it, and you can take compromise and say, okay, here's a formula. You can, you may hit it eventually about this is where it's going, but to really know for sure where it's going is impossible. So we as America, as a nation, you know, having had allies there and, you know, done business with these people and everything else, you know, it's now a matter of us trying to maneuver in the middle of this thing and end up smelling like a rose if we can, or as rosy as we can. And I think people need to realize that that diplomacy is necessary for us. Hillary's got the ball. Right? I hope she can run with it, because it's really important right now. Okay. I hear they've had all this hell and mayhem over PG&E and you know, how well they've kept their books on their gas pipelines and everything. This is interesting. Kinder Morgan plans to buy El Paso Corporation, a $20.7 billion deal. They expect to create America's largest natural gas pipeline network. Founder and CEO Richard Kinder, 66, started Kinder Morgan after leaving as president of the now-defunct Enron Group. Let's go to the next thing. All right. So now we'll see what happens with our gas. I'm getting gas thinking about it. Okay. Now, El Salvador, a Central American authority, said Sunday that at least 66 people have died in 6 days of heavy rains. All right. And then here's the big issue that's going on also in the Mideast, I should mention. And that's really the free many violent prisoners and the soldier trade. So as you realize, they're going to free one soldier. The Palestinians are going to free one soldier for 1,027 Israeli prisoners. Well, that's not it. Palestinian prisoners. That's the way to say it. And a lot of these people are, you know, violent and guilty of murder and all kinds of things. But this is what they decided to do. I think we're back to once again. What will that do? Besides get their soldier back. I mean, what will the impact of that be on the Palestinians, and then what the Palestinians do? Here's the thing I was telling you about. Iraq leader warns of unforgettable response to U.S. pressure. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei promised on Sunday that Iran would deliver an unforgettable response to any improper actions from the United States over an alleged Iranian plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. Iran's leaders have called the case a fabrication meant to distract Americans from their own problems. We have so many problems. We just add it to this list. We should just stack them up, you know, and look at them and go, oh, my God, you know. And then on top of that, it's Monday. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's going to be worse, could it? I don't think so.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
When you're ready to see your finances in a whole new way, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our free online tool, My Money Map, you can automatically track deposits and spending, set savings goals, and track your progress over time. My Money Map lets you see how much you're spending on things like groceries versus eating out, and how you're coming along with your budgeting plan. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today to learn more about how My Money Map can help you understand your financial picture. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Thank you. It is, and this is KYNS 1340 in San Luis Obispo Union Station, and we're together again. And we have nice weather again this week, so get a barbecue for gosh sakes. Why don't you sell a barbecue? Why don't you go to Idler's? Why don't you go to Idler's Appliances and say, I think I'm going to get a barbecue. Okay, because they have them. They got all kinds of barbecues. They got lots of wonderful barbecues, and you can get yourself all involved in that. And then buy yourself some meat at Spencer's, and then marming you the meat on the grill. There you go. Right. Also, hot tubs and bubbly tubs and swim tubs and spas and things like that. And they have a kitchen redoom department up in Paso Robles. They also have Lazy Boy. They have Orc. They have all the appliances. It is the superstore of either stuff. And then Atascadero also has lots of great things for you. And San Luis Obispo has also a sleep store and also has a kitchen doom-up store and has Orc vacuum cleaners. But the Lane recliners you have to go to Paso for. You know, you have to go to Paso to get your recliner. But when you get home, you'll have some way to relax. So I suggest that you get the lowest prices guaranteed and deal with really good people at Idler's and San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso de Robles. Which is the new way of saying it now. You know, it just used to be Paso Robles, but everybody's gotten excited about it. I think it's when they put up those new brick thingies on the edge of town there. But it looked very nice, by the way. Alright, a very cute cartoon in the Tribune today. It says, here's Herman Cain, and he's going, Herman Cain's 8888 plan. And so he's holding a paper that says Bachman calls it the 6666 plan. He's saying, I revised it so nobody can turn it upside down on me. Because it was bound to happen, wasn't it? There you go. Okay. Now, Kathleen Parker, who writes for Atlanta Sentinel, and she, her thing today is fail and become better. So she's really talking about Steve Jobs and saying, you know, he admitted to all the failures that he had and said somehow they made me better. She talks about J.K. Rowling, you know, who's homeless. And now it's one of the richest women in the whole wide world and most popular. And the people that, you know, that you have, in order to succeed somewhere along the line, she says you're going to fail. And it's good for you. I've always thought to myself, you know, I look at the failures that I've had, which are very few, luckily. But I look at the failures that I've had, I could have done without them. I'd still be the same person I am today. I wouldn't be looking back saying, what the heck was that? Okay, letters to the editor today. There's a lot of them, and a lot of them are long, and a lot of them are different. All right. A round of applause for Dr. Ahmed Nurstani and the staff and supporters for opening a free clinic in San Luis Obispo. If only I was 20 years younger, I'd be there with him in New York Minute. Not only is his persistence paying off, but his compassion is also showing. Thank you, doctor, for seeing and acting upon need. Iona wrote that for Kenner. Thanks, Doc. All right. Here's somebody that likes David Brooks, George does. So he likes, he always manages to subordinate his ego. We all have one. And never distorts the truth to advance his position on an issue. Thank you for carrying this column. By all means, commuters. Okay. There's a lot of people who are just upsetting me. I'm glad somebody wrote this. I'm really glad somebody wrote this. I didn't know this. I stare at this thing every day. All right. Obviously, some people who receive the Tribune at home or work have not read the info on the bag in which the paper arrives. This bag is 100% recyclable. Recycle with bottles, cans, and paper products. Visit www.plasticrecyclingbaggyrecycling.org for more details. The bags also have two symbols on them indicating they can be recycled. We commend the Tribune for using these bags, which we put in our blue recycle bin. Isn't that what a recycle, reduce, reuse is all about? Yes, it is. So that's really cool. So, you know, here's somebody. See, because somebody commented, I didn't know any different. I have to admit, I never look at the bag. I have a lot of newspaper to read. I wasn't really reading the bag first. So because people have written and said, well, you know, we get, you know, they're talking about banning plastic bags. And I say, we get the plastic bag and with a newspaper every day. Apparently not. But you could use it again. You could put a sandwich in there. If you chose to. Whatever. Local lawyers celebrate a role in society. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to get together and celebrate themselves. And that'll be October 20th at noon at the Medina Inn. And they're going to have a California Supreme Court Justice come and talk to everybody on the 17th. And that's good. And I've always been happy when people commend themselves for the work they do. Because, you know, there's other people under their breath are going, yeah, right. You know it. Don't pretend you didn't know that. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, who else is in the news today? What else is going on? Let's check our CNN and make sure we haven't missed something really important that I may have not seen. The wireless carriers to end the bill shock. So they had this news on CBS News, and they said, well, when you're getting close to using up all your minutes or all your texting time or whatever it is, they're going to sort of warn you so that you don't go way over and get charged all this thing. If they wanted to really do something, it made sense, because understand, once the cell network is in place, they're doing nothing but making money. They're basically just making money. There's not a lot of expense involved anymore. Okay, so, and they've all recouped every dime that they've ever spent on equipment and cell towers and all that. So the thing that's amazing is at one point they were looking into it in Washington, and then they decided to look at something. You know, something else came along and distracted them. You know, I think it was Monica Lewinsky back then. Anyway, so here's the deal: the crime of cell phone carriers, in my opinion. Is the termination fee. It's the fact that they can say to you, you're going to owe us, you know, $250 if you terminate this contract. Which is why, what's that cell phone? It's a track phone, and you buy the phone, you buy the minutes, and you don't have to worry about all that. And I know people are really big on track phones. They really, really like them. Because they say, you know what, you know exactly what you got. There it sits there, you know, you put $50 into that thing, or $100 or $200, and that's how much you got. So anyway, it's interesting, because I think the idea of saying to you that, you know, you can't, first of all, I don't think we really need to have a contract, to tell you the truth, although they could, because they don't want to do paperwork and have you switching back and forth every week, I think they could say, you know, that you're limited to a single subscription in a six-month period, or year, 3 months, whatever the heck you want to call it. That way they're not doing paperwork to death. You know, whether somebody comes with a new plan next week, you go, I think I'll try that. And somebody will come to the next, so I can see where they don't want that. So now they're saying, okay, at $250, we're going to scare you off of doing that. That's a little excessive. A little excessive. Insane. You can pay off a million-dollar mortgage with no penalty fees. Okay. Other things that are going on. So wireless carriers are going to at least do the bill shock thing. So I guess that's it. Iran demands access to the plot suspect. That's going to happen. Let's see. Ailing South Pole researcher evacuated. Remember that lady? There was a lady that had, was she having a baby? I forget. There was a lady at the South Pole, remember last year? They had to get out of there because something was going on with her. And then you have the mom that says she was drunk when the baby vanished. There's an update. That's not an update now. Okay. What's just happened here? More symbols of Muammar Gaddafi's rule over Libya began to crumble as forces of the country's new government took over one of the last cities loyal to him. So we will read this story here. It's always amazing when you see these rocket launchers on the back of pickup trucks and whatnot, you know, and you say, okay, that's what they're fighting. This is what they're succeeding with. It's like absolutely amazing to me. That's what they're succeeding with. All right, so let's see. Forces took over the city of Bani Walid on Monday. National Transitional Council military spokesman somebody Bush said, Boussin. His last name is not Bush, Boussin, and his first name is Alderaman, I think. Meanwhile, Tripoli fighters began bulldozing the outer walls of Gaddafi's compound. Seizure of the compound by then-rebel forces in August marked the end of the regime. Fighters participating in the effort say they may begin as soon as Tuesday to bulldoze a structure in the compound that Gaddafi called the House of Resistance, his former residence bombed by the United States in 1986 and frequently used as a site for speeches. The fall of Bani Walid, I hope I'm saying that right, leaves Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte as the focus of military action by Libya's new government, which we already know that. And that battle continues. That battle continues to rage as we talk. So that's somewhat of an update right there. All right. Says kids as young as four can have ADHD. Well, most kids at the age of four don't have a whole. I don't know how you diagnose that. Most kids at the age of four don't have an attention span more than about 8 seconds anyway. So I guess anyone that if you have a kid that has a 4 second attention span, you should be suspicious. All right. Well, here's the. Let's see what this person has to say. Okay. Forget Harbaugh's handshake. His 49ers are the real top story. That's what he's saying right there. Peter King from Sports Illustrated saying, don't pay attention to all that other crap. We have all opinions on what passed for Sunday's afternoon at the fight in Detroit Sunday, and before I got too far into my 9,300 words this morning, too far, sorry, because everything keeps changing. Let me give you my view so we can get on to the incredible story of the 49ers, as we write. The NFL likes coaches to wear licensed casual apparel on the sidelines, not likes, more like mandates. And maybe there'd be more dignity and sideline decorum if the league went back to allowing coaches to dress like a businessman. Maybe that would have prevented 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh, after a huge win at Detroit, from flying off the sidelines like a bottle rocket and slapping Lions coach Jim Schwartz like a player on his team who just scored a touchdown. Maybe it would stop Schwartz, though understandably ticked off at Harbaugh, exuberance from chasing after him the way he chased the kid on the block, bullying his fourth grader. Harbaugh lit the fuse. Schwartz exploded, and if it weren't for a 49er security guy and San Francisco PR man Bob Lang interceding, then things could have gotten really bad. It could have been really something to regret for a long time. Okay, fine. We got that. And that's interesting too. Have you seen the new Dallas coach? I don't know his name. Forgive me. When Josh comes in next week, we'll talk about. But the new Dallas coach, and you look at the new Dallas coach, and then you say, and then you remember what Tom Landry looked like. You say, it's a lot different right there. That's quite a bit of difference. Something's changed in the league. But they all did used to dress like they all wore a coat and a tie and a hat. That's how they dressed. The great Vince Lombardi dressed that way, if you recall. He was in a sport coat and slacks and a top coat and a hat. Does it add decorum? I guess. I as much as we hate to admit it does, we don't like it in a way. I guess we have to admit that it does. Okay. And then, as you might have heard on the news earlier, there's a guy who's over 100 years old that just won finished a marathon. He finished a marathon, and he said everybody should start to do this because he started when he was 89. God love the guy. Okay. In case you weren't surprised at the fact that everybody's having a hard time right now, even though I know that the recession ended a year and a half ago, somehow, when I wasn't looking. Slow 2025 symposium to focus on needs of older residents in Slow County. Many seniors in San Francisco County own their homes, feel safe in their neighborhood, stay active, and take advantage of local culture and recreational activities, according to a local survey. But a growing number also spending more than one-third of their incomes on housing costs, have little money in savings, and are requesting more free home-delivered meals from a local nonprofit program. The survey of 544 seniors was completed last year as part of the Report of Action for Community Healthy Communities, and was recently released. The timing was intentional. First ever San Luis Obispo County Senior Symposium we held this Friday discussed challenges and opportunities in providing care to all the darn seniors, because, you know, we got to take care of the senior. Yeah, take care of them. I don't mean me either. I mean senior. So anyway, so here's the deal. The SLO 2025 San Luis Obispo County Senior Symposium will bring together representatives from the business, nonprofit, and public sectors. Interested participants are asked to make a reservation by tomorrow. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday at the Courtyard Marriott on Cayo Joaquin. For more information, you can go to slow2025.org.
Slow2025.org.
Okay. All right. And here's some senior on the back of the paper smiling because she signed up for something. I don't know. Maybe. Challenge looms as world population approaches 7 billion. You know the rats in the cage things we talk about? There's a lot of us. There continues to be a lot of us. Every day I look out the window, I go, no, there's a lot of us. All right, now, here's the other thing that's going on. They found the guy, remember the bridge was stolen in Pennsylvania? Two brothers, they took it apart. Wow. It was ambitious, I'd say. Two brothers have been charged with stealing a Western Pennsylvania bridge and selling the 15.5 tons of scrap metal for more than $5,000. I thought scrap metal would do better than that, but I guess not. Police say 24-year-old Benjamin Jones and 25-year-old Alexander Jones of Newcastle used a blowtorch to break up the 50-foot-long bridge by 20-foot-wide bridge. In late September, early October, they faced felony charges of criminal mischief, theft, receiving stolen property, and conspiracy. So they receive. I guess you get charged with receiving stolen property if once you steal it, you then have it in your possession. That's what we'd have to assume. Is that correct? Yeah, you because know, those of us that don't get in trouble very much, we don't really know how that works. So the authorities say Alexander Jones told a recycling company employee that he had permission to carve the bridge for scrap and showed the employee his cell phone photos of the bridge. The recycling company called police. apparently the story wasn't exactly credible to the recycling people. Okay, we're not buying that right there. Why wouldn't they have shown them? I mean, I don't want to be smarter than these two guys, but why wouldn't you show them some kind of a piece of paper that says that you have permission to recycle the bridge? Okay, well, that's a problem, right? Now, here they have, I thought they just did this, did this in Spain, but apparently we're as crazy here as they are there. Here's a run of the bulls started on Saturday in Cave Creek, Arizona. More than 1,000 thrill seekers experienced the adrenaline rush of a lifetime by running a quarter mile in front of 1,500-pound raging bulls during the fourth run of the bulls in America. Aside from a few people tripping, nobody was seriously hurt. That's really good. Yeah, these are smart folk right there. Okay, and then and this will end the day with this, I think. What is the Illinois government's approach to debt? Don't pay the bills. Drowning in debts, Illinois has turned to a deliberate policy of not paying billions of dollars in bills for months at a time, creating a cycle of hardship and sacrifice for residents and businesses, helping the state carry out some of the most important government tasks. Once intended as a stopgap, the month-long delay in paying bills has now become a regular part of the state's budget management, forcing businesses and charity groups to borrow money, cut jobs and services, and take a personal debt. Getting paid can be such a confusing process that requires begging the state for money and sometimes has more to do with knowing the right people than being next in line. As of early last month, the state owed on 166,000 unpaid bills worth a breathtaking $5 billion. What's the motto of Illinois? What is their state motto? Forget about it.
Phenomena. 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 Phenomena.
That's it for Monday. We're going to get together again tomorrow, Tuesday, and we'll talk about all kinds of stuff again. And until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet
News. I'm Harley Carnes.